I'm Bill Small. Hello, good morning. Welcome to the morning show here. It's Friday. It's April 15th, a date which will live in infamy. And we're joined by Charles Skank from Skank Insurance LLC. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the mighty 690 KGGF.
Good morning, Bill.
Big day for you guys, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is, yes. This is a day that people dread and hope to move on from.
Yeah, it happens every year, though. Although, last year was a little different. They moved the filing date, what was it, until July?
Right.
And now here we are back in April.
Right.
Yeah. And your focus today is on tax preparedness for people in retirement or facing retirement?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We think of taxes, a lot of times people will say, well, I don't have any debt. I'm debt free. And if they have an IRA or a 401k, what they might not realize is that they are in debt to Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And depending on their tax bracket, up to a third of that or so could belong to Uncle Sam rather than to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that debt's going to have to be paid.
Right. It's money that you're... It's like, you pay me now, pay me later. This is a pay me later situation.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I call it a tax bomb.
Right.
And it's a ticking time bomb that's going to go off. And it's either going to go off on you and your spouse in your lifetime, or if not in your lifetime, on your kids.
Mm-hmm. How does one best prepare for that eventual scenario?
So one thing that's exciting is that, as bad as taxes are, right now they are historically low.
Mm-hmm.
They are at a low point, and they're destined to go higher.
Right. And nowhere to go but up.
That's right. That's right, with all the spending and everything right. going on. Mm-hmm. And so there is a strategy where people can actually take money out of a 401k, IRA, realize those taxes, and then put it in a vehicle that can have tax-free income.
Okay.
And so that's something that we've helped people with and can bring them a lot of advantages.
What are some of those vehicles?
Well, it's actually in the form, one of the forms is in the form of life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Where
you're talking whole life or term?
It's called an IUL.
Oh, okay.
Index Universal Life. And money that grows in a life insurance policy grows tax-free. And as long as you take it out in the form of a loan, which is easy to do.
Borrowing against your insurance, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. You can take that out as income. And the thing is, it's a loan against yourself, mm-hmm. a loan from yourself. And so you don't have to pay that back. You do have to leave enough in there that it doesn't deplete the policy or make it collapse.
Yeah, the policy still has to exist.
Right, right. But this has been a way that people have created income in retirement that's tax-free.
Mm. Every little bit helps. I would suppose you would need to sit down with somebody and just do an interview with that person or that family and just get an entire picture of what their situation looks like before you could come up with recommendations, right?
Yeah, it takes a little time. We have to review their situation, make sure it's best for them. It's not right for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's dependent upon your situation, but it can be a real benefit.
What are some of the common mistakes people will make as they approach retirement that kind of hinders their ability to really enjoy a retirement as, what's the word I'm looking for, as financially free as possible?
One of the biggest things is that people, they don't know what, most people don't retire once in their life.
Right.
And sometimes, many times they'll stay working for years out of fear of what retirement's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
I had a person that I talked to yesterday and been working for nearly 40 years. He wants to retire, but he's never retired before. And it just seems like an impossible dream
right.
that he could actually not have to go to work those 40 plus hours that he's working, and that he could actually do something that he wants to do with his life.
Right.
That seemed impossible. And there was the health aspect of our, as far as the health insurance goes, what is Medicare going to cost? Then what's my income going to be like? By the time we got done, we looked at his savings and we looked at his Social Security income that it was going to be. He's like, well, that's what I'm getting paid right now with my job.
Really?
He's like, I'm going to be just fine.
It's hard to envision it. And if you're like me, you lay awake at night worrying about these things sometimes. Thank God that there's a professional like yourself to sit down with somebody to show them how what they've done already combined with what you can help them with is going to keep them comfortable as they move on to that next phase in their lives.
That's the hope. That's the hope. And I know there's just a lot of fear. By the time he walked out, he was in a much better mood than when he had come in.
I can imagine.
He was all tensed up when he came in because just like, what am I going
to
do?
Yeah, am I going to have to sell apples on a street corner?
Right.
Well, it is a scary time for people who are retiring, especially these days with the uncertain economic situation and all that. What if you were sitting down with somebody for the very first time, let's pretend I'm your client. I'm 67 years old. I've just started getting Social Security. I haven't really done a great job preparing myself, but I've got some pensions and stuff that are keeping me more or less comfortable. What would you have said to me 10 years ago?
Okay. So we look at your debt, and one of the biggest joy stealers in retirement is debt.
Right.
And so we would try to get a plan to reduce or eliminate your debt as much as possible. Number one. Number two, we would look at your rate of savings, where you are, you know, 10 years ago, what you're going to need to live. Look at your size of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Are you over, you know, are you comfortable there? What things can you eliminate from your life that could help you to live your best life?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's things that we're hanging on to, all this baggage that, oh, I have to have this and, you know, land or tractors or all these feel like we can't live without. But once we take a step back and say, do I really need these? If I'm going to enjoy my retirement, are these going to contribute or take away from my retirement?
I understand. Yeah. Why don't we take a break? And when we do, maybe we come back. And I guess the question I have is it ever too late? Could somebody have waited too long before seeking help from a professional such as yourself?
It's a good question.
We'll take care of that. It's 17, almost 18 minutes after 8 here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We are indeed live. We are indeed local. I'm Bill Small here in the studio with Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC. And right before the break, I asked the question, is it ever too late for a person who's approaching retirement to come in and sit down? Has that horse fled the barn? Has that ship sailed? Is it ever too late for you to be of any real help?
You know, I don't think so. And there's always something that can be done to help us better prepare for retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I met with a person the other day, and they were sort of in that position. They hadn't done a whole lot to prepare for retirement. But they felt a little helpless, like, what can I do? And in their case, they hadn't started Social Security yet.
Mm.
And they also had some debt. And they were still working. I said, one of my recommendations is get that Social Security started.
Right.
And apply those payments to your debt and eliminate it. And it'd take about 2 or 3 years of real concentration, and that debt could be eliminated, setting them up to own their house instead of making payments on it, also setting them up to have a more secure retirement. And so, as with all things, the more preparation, the better set up you can be. But there's also things that can be done, even if you feel really unprepared.
Mm-hmm. If you're like me, and heaven help you if you are, you don't have a great financial mind. You just basically go from day to day, hoping you're going to have enough to pay your rent, hoping you're going to have to pay your utilities, a little money, you know, to feed the cats with. It's fellows like you are a really benefit to folks who don't really have a good money sense. What is the benefit of getting an early start in planning for your retirement? Because you're 25 years old, you're just out of college, you're just starting to make your money, you're paying back your student loans. What is the real benefit to that, to make sure that you're planning? As I explained to my son many, many, many years ago, if you're piloting a ship, you're not just going to get in the boat and start sailing. You're going to have a plan to get somewhere. How do you help somebody figure that, plot that course, as it were?
Yeah. Well, they say by the mile, it's a trial.
Ah.
By the inch, it's a cinch.
Ah, okay.
Right?
You don't want to eat an elephant all at once. You want to eat it a bite at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to save $1 million, I don't have the numbers at the top of my head.
Right.
But over the course of 30, 40 years, it's a cinch.
Mm-hmm. Right? And $1 million doesn't go as far as it used to.
It does not.
Yeah.
It does not. But over a course of a long period of time, that's a fairly easy thing to do
mm-hmm.
compared to in a short amount of time, in 5 or 10 years, that's a very steep hill to climb. And so we tend to help people more that are out of the accumulation stage and more in the preservation stage.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this money that they have saved up. And now they're shifting from the accumulation where they're gathering. See, there's a stage of our life where we're chasing returns.
Right.
And we're not really concerned about risk. And I just need to make more money.
Right.
I can handle the risk. Number one, I don't have a lot of money, so I'm not going to lose a lot. And retirement's a long ways off, so I can handle more risk. But as we get closer to retirement, our focus should shift from returns to preservation. Because if I lose half my money when I'm 20, it's not a big deal,
mm-hmm.
right? If I lose half my money when I'm 60,
that's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And so our goal is preservation.
Okay.
And to help people in the preservation stage of their retirement.
Now, how do people approach you to get the information? Because in my case, you know, I wouldn't even know what to ask.
Okay. Yeah. So we are having a seminar.
Right. I remember you and your dad were talking about that on Monday, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And it's April the 26th, the Tuesday, and May the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be presenting how we help people with retirement. And it's a neutral place. You don't have to come to our office to be there. There's no pressure.
Right.
You just hear exactly what we do and how we do it. And if you have further interest, you're welcome to, you know, talk to us more, and we'll help you. So we just sort of lay out in clear fashion what they need to do and how it works.
Mm-hmm. I understand there'll be food provided too.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Get a meal and get fill your head up at the same time.
Yeah.
What's the best way to get a hold of you? Is it your website or calling your office?
Call our office. Mm-hmm. We're actually closed today for Good Friday.
Well, everybody is, yeah.
Right. But our
except us.
right. So our Independence office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right down from Newton's True Value. Phone number there is 620-331-8800. Call our office and save your seat. We do have limited seating. You also call our Coffeyville office, 620-236-6930. It's 802 West 8th, right here in Coffeyville.
Okay, how much time are folks going to want to set aside for this seminar?
So it's going to be about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the speaking part will be about 45 minutes, but with the eating and everything, it's going to be about an hour and a half event.
Excellent. Anything else you want to touch on today, or the time is yours, gentlemen?
Well, I'm just excited to see everybody there,
mm-hmm.
and I'm excited to meet you, Bill.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm a very exciting guy. You can tell by the shirts I wear.
Right. I want to welcome you to the show. And so that's...
If folks report Santa Claus sightings in the Coffeyville area, chances are it was me.
Okay, right.
So you'll be here again Monday morning.
That's right.
Going to come in with your dad next time, or going to bring Nick over here? Or?
I don't think Dad's going to make it Monday. He's out this weekend, out of town,
mm-hmm.
enjoying some time in Branson.
Oh, okay. That's a good place to go. All right. Well, enjoy your Easter weekend, and thanks for being with us again. And again, let us know how folks can get in touch with you.
620-331-8800 is our preferred number, and just call us anytime.
All right. We've been chatting with Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC. We do this every Monday and every Friday right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.